Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today's featured plant is lettuce. Some say that if you grew only one vegetable other than tomatoes, it should be lettuce. Why? Well, it's so easy to grow, for one, but in addition, it happily grows in the spring and fall while taking up little space, which makes it a great candidate for containers. Plus, it's a beautiful crop to grow and a great-looking addition to your edible or ornamental garden. So you want to know the secret to growing sweet, tender lettuce? It's fast growth. So start with fertile, well-drained soil. Adding plenty of compost is always a good thing, but in this case, go beyond that by adding extra nitrogen to the soil before planting. Blood meal and cottonseed meal are two good organic choices. And when you plant lettuce, pick a location that gets full sun to help speed up the process. Yet lettuce is one of the few crops that you can get by with a little more shade if necessary. In fact, in the warmer months, a little shade won't speed up your growing time, but it can allow for a longer season. Once it gets hot, though, lettuce will send up flower stems in its attempt to set seed. When this happens, your lettuce will taste bitter, so it's a definite sign it's time to pull the plants up and add them to your compost pile. You can sow seeds directly into your garden and cover with a fine layer of soil, or kickstart your garden season with transplants in the spring, about a month before the last frost, and again in late summer or early fall, about 6 weeks before the first frost of autumn. Ideal temperatures for lettuce to thrive are from 45 to 80 degrees. In fact, with a cold frame or row cover, lettuce is an ideal crop to grow for extending the season in spring and fall. Lettuce is comprised of a lot of water, so make sure you're doing your part by watering consistently to provide moist but not wet soil, and add a 2-inch layer of mulch to help maintain the moisture and protect your plants. The only hard thing about growing lettuce is narrowing down your choices from all the great varieties of taste, color, and shape. In my garden, I try new varieties every season, but I'm always growing Butter Crunch and Burpee Bib, the sweetest bib lettuce ever. And for a splash of color, you can't beat Red Sails or Flashy Trout's Back. Aphids are the most common pest of lettuce, yet they're manageable with a stiff stream of water from a spray bottle to knock them off. Beneficial insects are also a huge help in keeping aphids in check, and lady beetles are the best for that. When it comes to harvest time, any time is good for leaf lettuce. It's a cut-and-come-again crop. Simply harvest the outer leaves and return later for more. Or cut the entire plant about an inch above the ground, and you should be able to enjoy another one or two more heads, since new growth will continue for several weeks. And that's the down and dirty of growing lettuce. And now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to this podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them on burpeehomegardens.com, which is a great place to go for more ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.